USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House and House Republicans are having productive discussions to raise the debt ceiling as a possible default could happen in early June.
You've heard all the congressional leaders make it clear that default is not an option. The president has said that, the speaker has said that, and we want the American people to understand that as well.
That's what Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, adding the negotiators from the Biden administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have been meeting around the clock to hammer out a deal. Democrats, meanwhile, are criticizing McCarthy and Republicans for sending members home for Memorial Day weekend before securing a deal to avert a default. An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets as Russia's war on Ukraine continues. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters the training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. Expect a big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend as nearly 43 million Americans will be heading out for the holiday. Gas is down more than a dollar from Memorial Day weekend of last year. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6th defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president.
I'm going to do on day one. I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive at issuing pardons.
He made the comments in an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. He argued prosecutors have not been pursuing justice equally. Trump is currently facing a federal investigation over his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. A subscription service that lets film fans see up to 30 movies in theaters each month is relaunching. MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Stars are honoring music icon Tina Turner, who died Wednesday at the age of 83. Angela Bassett, who was nominated for an Oscar for her portrayal of Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It, said she was simply the best. Motown legend Diana Ross said she's shocked and saddened. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger said Turner was enormously talented. Student loan forgiveness, more bumps in the road on that.
House Republicans have passed a plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and that is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will veto that bill if it makes its way to his desk. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers. I'm John Schaefer.
The company that owns Facebook is slashing business teams in its final round of layoffs. Meta Platforms Incorporated on Wednesday said it carried out its last batch of layoffs this year as part of a plan to eliminate 10,000 jobs. Dozens of Meta employees announced on LinkedIn that they were being laid off. Peloton now allowing free membership. The exercise bike company announced a branch relaunch on Tuesday. It now has 3 different membership tiers, including one that's free. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.